Hello everyone, and welcome back to Connecting with Kylie, where today I will be discussing how to cope with loneliness. So, I hope you guys can sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with me. First thing is first, we need to be able to understand loneliness and isolation. Loneliness is oftentimes painful because our human species is hardwired for connection in order to survive. But, as many of us have experienced at least once or twice in our lives, we can feel loneliness in the company of a crowd. So, to understand loneliness, we must first understand our own nature. The root of all loneliness is disconnection. Disconnection from life, the things we loved to do or be, from ourselves and each other. So, here are my suggestions. Number 1. Try sinking into your loneliness. Instead of running away, trying to distract yourself, or aiming to replace your loneliness with drugs, alcohol, sex, friends, and/or electronics and social platforms, try sinking into your loneliness. Ask yourself questions. Why are you feeling this way? What is the root of your loneliness? Are you making the right efforts in order to connect with others? Number 2. Explore yourself when you're feeling lonely. Pick up new hobbies, practice meditation, and the act of simply just being in your own body and in your own space. Try to enjoy new events like music, books, outdoor passions, even new ways of taking care of your body like exercising, yoga, hiking, or just going for a walk. Number 3. Recognize that your loneliness could possibly be due to trauma. Reaching into your past and uncovering trauma can and may help to explain why you might be feeling disconnected from yourself or others. Number 4. Harness it. Harnessing loneliness and using it to your creative advantage can be an amazing way of self-discovery. You may find new talents or achievements in this space. Number 5. Come to terms with the self. When you come to terms with your core identity, or the self, you can find greater enjoyment in being in solitude. This comes in the form of self-love acts and self-affirming behaviors and speech patterns. There is so much power in loneliness and isolation. It gives rise to time. Time we now get to give to ourselves, to fall in love with the self, to redefine and rediscover who we truly are.